I have the latest casualty estimates for tomorrow's attack on Duro, the director said.
Do you really think I want to see them?
Jace asked. The Supreme Commander was slumped in the chair behind his desk, his hand clutching an empty glass. He leaned forward and grabbed the long neck of the half-full bottle in front of him and refilled his drink for what Marcus guessed wasn't the first time this evening.
The extra patrols you're sending help. Not much, but a little.
We save a few hundred,
Jace grunted bitterly.
But we still sacrifice thousands.
We could try to come up with an excuse to have an actual fleet orbiting the planet,
the director suggested.
Make up some honor to give one of Duro's citizens. Have the ships there as part of the celebration.
Imagine you're the Imperial Minister of Logistics,
Jace said, his words clear despite the alcohol he'd consumed.
What would you think if you found a ceremonial fleet stationed at Duro when you launched your surprise attack? Would you believe it was just coincidence?
The director sighed.
No, I think the cipher codes had been compromised.
Jace raised his drink in a silent toast to his honesty, then downed it in a single gulp.
Grab yourself a glass,
he said, nodding over to the bar in the corner as he refilled his own. The director did just that before sitting in one of the chairs on the opposite side of the Supreme Commander's desk. Jace held the bottle up, and Marcus extended his glass.
You think Theron's going to follow through on the mission?
Jace asked as he poured. Marcus drained half his drink before answering.
He's my best agent.
You used to say he was one of the best,
Jace noted.
I upgraded him after he brought back the Black Cipher.
What about Nostral? He's a Jedi.
Jace emptied his glass again.
They're not always great at following orders that don't fit their understanding of the universe.
I think he's smart enough to understand why we had to do this. And aborting the mission doesn't help Duro.
So you think they'll go forward?
I think so. They both care too much about the Republic to let this go off the rails.
And after this is over, after we bring down the Spear and finally put an end to this blasted war, you think Theron will ever forgive me?
The director didn't answer. Instead, he just drained what was left of his drink.
Do you support my decision?
Jace wanted to know.
I do, Marcus said. It's the right call. Don't know if I could have made it, though. And I don't know how either of us is supposed to live with it.
Jace grabbed the bottle and refilled their glasses.
Making a decision like this is brutal,
the Supreme Commander agreed.
But living with it is worse.